With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. American forces helped Israel down nearly all of the drones and missiles fired by Iran.
President Biden applauded U.S. service members in the Middle East for their extraordinary skill in defending Israel. In a statement, he said U.S. support for Israel's defense against attacks by Iran and its proxies is ironclad. However, a senior administration official said that Mr. Biden also told Israel's prime minister in a phone call that the U.S. would not participate in any offensive action against Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Pennsylvania today, Donald Trump blaming President Biden's policies for the attack.
God bless the people of Israel. They're under attack right now. That's because we show great weakness. This would not happen. The weakness that we've shown is unbelievable, and it would not have happened if we were in office.
Also at SRNnews.com, Germany's prime minister meeting with Chinese officials. BBC correspondent Sarah Parker.
This will be a balancing act. China is Germany's biggest trading partner, and both countries' economies are flagging. Despite a stated strategy by Berlin to de-risk its relationship with Beijing, Olaf Scholz is taking prominent executives along from companies like Siemens and Mercedes. Fears of an escalating conflict in the Middle East and the war in Ukraine will also likely be up for discussion.
A small earthquake has shaken the Southern California desert. No damage nor injuries have been reported. Preliminary magnitude 3.8. Authorities say a magnitude 6.5 earthquake has struck Papua New Guinea. No immediate report of damage there. And a landslide in Congo caused by heavy rains killing at least 15 people. This is SRN News. America getting a history lesson in the fight over abortion.
The Arizona Supreme Court's decision to enforce an abortion ban dating to 1864 is throwing a spotlight on a little-known part of this country's past, namely that people in the 19th century were well aware of abortion and were determined to stop it. Doctors led the way with the American Medical Association, formed in 1847, helping convince every state in the Union to ban abortion by the year 1880. Times, as they say, have certainly changed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany will pay a one-time bonus to Holocaust survivors in the wake of last fall's deadly attack by Hamas on Israel. Conference on Material Claims Against Germany says it has negotiated a bonus pool of some $27 million. It will be distributed to the survivors in Israel. This is SRN News. Homelessness is on the calendar at the Supreme Court. Ron DeRoxra explains why.
The rural city of Grants Pass in southern Oregon is the unlikely face of the nation's homelessness crisis, as its case over anti-camping laws is scheduled for April 22nd. The case has broad implications for cities, including whether they can fine or jail people for camping in public. Since 2020, court orders barred Grants Pass from enforcing its anti-camping laws. Now the city's asking the justices to review lower court rulings it says prevented it from addressing the city's homelessness crisis. Ron DeRockster reporting.
More weekend bloodshed in Chicago. Gang violence there, leaving an 8-year-old girl dead, at least a dozen more people wounded in that shooting. And in Dallas, early Sunday morning, one person has been killed, at least six others wounded. More details at SRNnews.com.